Republican vice presidential hopeful J.D. Vance rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday. It's Wednesday, September 18th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, reports of algae blooms are up this year, and state officials say even more could be coming in the fall. And the city of Madison unveiled a new type of electric vehicle, a garbage truck. Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance returned to Eau Claire yesterday. As Hope Kerwin reports, the Ohio senator promised supporters that former President Donald Trump would deport people who are in the country illegally.
At the rally in Eau Claire, Vance described a decline in public safety and a strain on rural communities caused by immigrants who lack permanent legal status. Vance pointed to the recent arrest of a Venezuelan man in Prairie du Chien for domestic battery and child abuse charges. He said the Biden administration's lax security at the southern border allowed the man to enter the country illegally. Vance said his running mate would take a different approach.
And when Donald J. Trump is president, all of them are going home. We're going to deport the criminal migrants in this country.
The liberal group A Better Wisconsin Together accused Vance of spreading lies in Eau Claire, a city, quote, known for its welcoming nature and vibrant immigrant population. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Republican National Committee is suing the city of Racine, claiming the city did not allow enough Republican poll workers at the August primary election. The RNC lawsuit said there were 55 Republican poll workers eligible to work the primary election on August 13th, but the suit claims that only 8 did so. Meanwhile, 90 people with no political affiliation worked the election. The lawsuit claims that priority must be given to the Democratic or Republican parties before it goes to people with no political affiliation. RNC Chairman Michael Watley said the city, quote, deliberately excluded Republicans and violated the law. But in a statement, Racine City Attorney Tara McMiniman said the city is committed to hiring election officials who meet all legal requirements, quote, irrespective of political affiliation. Fall high school sports such as football, soccer, and cheer are high risk for concussions. Anna Marie Yanni reports that experts are changing how they treat these head injuries.
Doctors and scientists used to think rest was best when it came to concussions. Julie Stamm is a kinesiology professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She's treated students as an athletic trainer and researched youth concussions for years.
So one really important thing that's changed in recent years is that rest is not necessarily best. We used to say lock them in a dark room and that will solve the problem eventually. We don't want to exacerbate symptoms at all.
Now, they don't worry about a little symptom exacerbation. Guidelines released last summer say a quick return to light exercise can actually help concussion recovery. Still, Stamm says people with concussions should limit screen time in those early days. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Reports of algae blooms and related illnesses have surpassed last year's total on Wisconsin lakes. State environmental regulators received almost 200 reports of blooms compared to 178 cases last year. Officials say heavy rains early in the season, calm conditions on lakes last month, and more awareness likely played a role. Most blooms were confirmed as blue-green algae. They're often smelly and look like pea soup. Jordan Murray is an epidemiologist with the State Department of Health Services. She says that lakes receive runoff from farms and lawns, and those lakes are more prone to blue-green algae blooms.
The nutrients that get into the water can fuel the blue-green algae to grow and reproduce and potentially produce toxins that can make people sick.
The state received 34 reports of bloom-related illnesses, but often they're unreported. They may be filled with trash, but new trucks in the city of Madison offer a cleaner alternative to diesel-powered engines. As Sarah Lear reports, Madison is the first Wisconsin community to roll out fully electric garbage trucks.
Two electric garbage trucks first hit city streets this summer. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says, compared to Madison's existing diesel-powered trash trucks, the newly added vehicles are quieter, and they're better for air quality.
Our trash and recycling trucks hit every single block in the city of Madison, right? They drive down every street in every neighborhood picking up trash and recycling. That is a lot of diesel fumes.
Madison began using an electric fire truck in 2021, and the city's rolling out dozens of fully electric buses later this month when it launches a new public transportation system known as Bus Rapid Transit. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Black voter turnout in Milwaukee has been declining in recent years. Evan Casey will tell us about the push to get Black voters to the polls. Stay with us.
WPR Music is your home for classical, jazz, folk, world music, and more. And WPR.org has even more, with playlists, select archives, and the ability to stream your favorites on demand and on the go. Music with more. WPR Music.
And finally, Black voters have historically been a key part of the Democratic Party's coalition, especially in presidential elections. But that support has been slipping in recent years, including in Milwaukee. Now there's renewed enthusiasm behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she attempts to become the first Black woman elected president. As Evan Casey reports, the question is whether those historic stakes will actually translate into votes.
It's a humid day in August, and Jermel Hill is out knocking on doors in Milwaukee's Brewers Hill neighborhood. Hill is with Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, or BLOC, a group looking to get more people to the polls this election. He's been speaking to voters for weeks, but after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he noticed a change.
Yeah, certainly, like, you can go up to somebody's door and just be like, soon as you mention anything about voting, they gonna say Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Sure, you know, you ain't even have to come and knock on my door. That.
Angela Lang is the executive director of the outreach group. She's also seen a renewed interest in the race with Harris on the ticket.
Anecdotally, I've had so many people come up to me and said, Angela, I haven't felt this way since Obama's first presidency in 08. And that was my first election as well. So there is a little bit of an excitement and more of a fire in the air.
In Milwaukee, Black voters surged to the polls to elect former President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. But turnout among that group has dropped in the years since. Alvin Tillery is a political science professor at Northwestern University and a Democratic political operative.
And I've been telling people that, you know, if we don't get to numbers where Barack Obama was in, you know, 2008 and 2012, it is plausible that Kamala Harris could lose just because of that.
Tillery says since Harris has entered the race, there's more enthusiasm for her at the top of the ticket. But he says repeated polling shows Black voters are far less attached to the Democratic Party than they used to be. According to Tillery, the biggest danger for Democrats is that some Black voters will simply stay home. Antonio Perkins fits that billing. He's a barber at G's Clippers, a barbershop near downtown Milwaukee. He voted for Biden in 2020, but says he's not voting in this election. He doesn't believe the Biden-Harris administration has done enough while in office. And he also doesn't believe former President Donald Trump is fit for the job.
I don't subscribe, or nor do I get emotionally involved in the different political campaign slogans, because nothing really has changed. It's just a different face.
Charlene Abugrin is an entrepreneur who voted for Obama in 2008, but she backed Trump in 2016 and 2020, and she plans to do so again this year.
He's very successful, has a great business mind, and it was just hope for the country that he'll be able to build it back up.
But in a city that remains a Democratic stronghold, many Black voters are looking forward to supporting Harris. Rudolph Kimball lives on Milwaukee's north side. He says he's heard from some black residents who do plan to vote for Trump, but he's not one of them.
Trump don't give a daggone about taking care of our founders, taking care of the middle class. Only thing he want to do is take care of his bitch buddies. You know what I'm saying? We need to get out here and vote and do all we can to try to make sure that our families are taken care of.
For some voters, the chance to put the first black woman into the Oval Office is exciting. That includes Effie Bay, a 76-year-old black woman who lives at Mitchell Court, a public housing property on the city's south side.
It's good. I want to see one in office before I leave the earth. Yeah, so I'm definitely voting for her.
About 223,000 black people live in the city of Milwaukee. That's significant in Wisconsin, where the last two presidential elections have been decided by just around 20,000 votes. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Wednesday. Thank you so much for being with us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and Mallory Chang. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow and every single weekday afterwards, so just hit subscribe, sit back, and relax, and we'll do the rest for you. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.